So great to be learning together. The Svar Teshuvah of the week from Sha'arei Orah, and this week in honor of my grandson's Brit Milah, Be'ezrat Hashem, hopefully should be on Wednesday morning. We will discuss a very hot issue that is strong, different minagim amongst Sfaradim till this very day, and that is, when should the person that recites the bracha bar priya gefen and sher kidashi did mi beten, and then the kriyat shem for the baby, naming the baby, well, when should you drink the wine? Should you drink the wine immediately after it says brachat Hashem koreit habirit, meaning bar priya gefen koreit habirit, drinks right away, or after he says alkenu kevatina kayem teyaladze laaviv uimo, and well, and naming the baby and all the bakashot for the baby, after all that's done, he drinks the wine, or before alokeinu alokei avoteinu? So this is a huge issue. So if you look in the classic Sephardic sources, the minhag they will say is after it's all over, that's when you drink the wine. Rabbi Lebhar quotes here that he quotes from the Har Mitzrayim. Har Mitzrayim says that this is minhag in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And, minhag, Zeh Shulchan says this is minhag in Tunisia. This is the Shem Hashem again. Rav Masa says this is minhag amongst Moroccans. And from the Ashkenazim, Aruch HaShulchan says minhag of Ashkenazim, and Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, Shelot Chivot Revot Ephraim, who died only a few years ago, I had the pleasure and honor of meeting this great man. He says minhag b'chol tzutzot Yisrael, is minhag amongst all Jews, as he lived in Eretz Yisrael and here, and he says this is the minhag. So, on one hand, there's a strong minhag to all the way to the end to take that little bit of drinking of the wine. However, Rav Yosef has a nice tshuva in the seventh chelik of Shelo to Tshuvot Yabia Omer, chelik Yerodea Siman Chavdalid, where he goes on for a good 4 or 5 pages to try to prove that l'chadchila, the right way to do it is to drink the wine after, to take a little bit of wine after saying the bracha koreit habirit. And this is not only Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav Moshe Feinstein felt this as well, other geonim, this was Rabbi Kiva Eger already, going back 200 years, says Shelo Chod Maram Shik from the Ashkenazim, from amongst the Sfaradim, with Ben Ishchai, seems to be saying this, and this is the practice of the Ben of Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul, that this should be done. Yalkut Yosef says this is the proper way, even though he says those who drink all the way to the end, Yeshlahem Alma Lismoch. Now, what's this debate? The debate is this Bakasha over here, Elokeinu Melech Avoteinu, the Bakashot, and the naming of the baby. Would that be a hefsek for the borei pri hagefen? So you can bring a proof to the opinion of the Moroccan minhag, of what many say is the Nahar Mitzrayim, is the minhag of Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, to say it all the way at the end, because we have a lot of times when we have a hefsek. And we'll list you a whole bunch of these hefsekim, and that is the minhag amongst all Sfaradim is for Shachianu. First you make the bracha on the pri, and then you make the Shachianu. So it's a hefsek Shachianu between the bracha on the pri and the Shachianu. So too is a hefsek between Bar Pri Gefen and all these and the bakashot until he drinks it. You find this at Leshebah Sukkah, that you're going to make first. You're going to say Leshebah, many have the minhag. We had a discussion of this, to first make the bracha, first make the bracha of Hamotzi, and then Leshebah Sukkah. Even though it's hefsek from the Birkat Hanenin at the Seder, say Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz, and then Al Achilat Matzah, and then And then Shachianu, and only then do you eat it. So you see, we're not so makpid. You know, we have hefsek. However, one can say, now that's a bracha, but a bakasha, that's not right. So this is something in which Rabbi Lebar tries to show you that we have many places that the bakashot are not considered to be a hefsek, because this bakasha is not just something that is extrinsic, it's something that's intrinsic. So Rav Avadya brings a raya that if you are from the fact that in this time, after you said Karet HaBrit and you hear people making a bracha or you hear kedusha, you don't respond. So you see, even though it's davar shebikdusha, it's a holy matter, you should not make a hefsek. But Rabbi Lebar points out, no, that's because it's not connected to the mitzvah. But here it's very much connected to the mitzvah. You're saying kayemet hayelat hazeh this bakasha. It's not only it's a davar shebikdusha, it's also very much related to brit milah. It should not be a hefsek. So this is the question is, when it's a bakasha that's relevant to the mitzvah, is it still considered to be hefsek, or is it not considered to be hefsek? Rav Avadya insists that you should be machmir. He's machmir many issues. You should not have a hefsek, whereas the Moroccans are more lenient about quite a number of issues, that are insisting that it's not a hefsek. I'm thinking of a number of issues. Let's say besimanat tova. Before you begin the Kriyat Torah of Bereshit on Simchat Torah, you say B'Siman HaTava before the bracha or after the bracha. Rav Avadya says before it's hefsek. Moroccan minhag is say it after the bracha. It says not a hefsek. Here's another big nafkamina. It'll be our last one, and that is for when on the night of Rosh Hashanah, when the simanim, do you first make the bracha and then you say Yiratzon? You say the Yiratzon afterwards. So Rav Avadya insists you make the bracha, Abor Preitz, on the Timarim, and then you eat a little bit, and then you make the Hiratzon. But the Moroccan minhag is you make the bracha, you say the Hiratzon, and then you eat. So it's again the same question. Is the bakasha, is it considered to be hefsek? And it's difficult to resolve this issue. It's a very interesting discussion back and forth. I guess everyone could just continue and following the minhag, whatever minhag they have. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut, and much mazal to the new baby for my daughter, Bracha, and daughter-in-law, Yisrael Perdon. Wishing everybody a great day and great week.